Welcome to Unity Fort Worth Online. We are a spiritual center of love and wisdom, affirming God's presence in our lives and reaching the larger community in ever-increasing circles of good.
All right, we're kicking off the Advent Christmas season in good form. Wonderful stuff. All right, we're talking about kickstarting today, but it's part one in the five-week series on the creative process, basically, that we're going to link in with the Advent season and the coming of the Christ. So this week, it's kickstarting, because if you've got a new idea, if you've got something in your life, you have to kickstart it into action. And we'll talk more about what that means in a minute, but it's linked very closely with faith, which is our first quality on the Advent calendar. You have to have faith to get things going. Next week, we're going to talk about maintaining energy, because one thing to kickstart something, then you have to maintain it, right? That's often where we stop, because we haven't got the wherewithal to maintain it. It's a nice idea, but it can't be sustained. So how do we sustain it? That's the next one. And that's linked with the quality of peace, the staying calm, not frenzied about things. Staying calm when we maintain that quality of pushing it forward. Third week is the long haul, you know? Okay, we've maintained it. Now we have to keep going through the difficult times. We have to persevere. And that's where love comes in, because love is the only quality, right, that will help us persevere through the most difficult of times. And then we reach the fourth one, which is job well done. The birth of Christ, the idea that we've succeeded, we're taking a load off, we're relaxing, it's a time for joy. That's the fourth quality. And then we get to burning bowl, where we begin again. So we go through this whole process, and like anything in life, as you know, it's a cycle, isn't it? You go through one phase, you come to a conclusion on it, and then newness of life starts again. And so hence, burning bowl is letting go of all the things that happened this year we don't want anymore, and affirming the new, and we follow that up on the 7th, White Stone Sunday, where we affirm those things that we do want. So, kickstarting, you know. Why do you kickstart something? What's happened that needs kickstarting? Your starter's broken, yeah. You kickstart something that is no longer moving or slowed down or something's broken, right, and needs fixing again. So we need to kick it into life. So kickstarting involves something that is the impulse to get things moving again. And, of course, it comes from what? Kickstarting a machine, right, where you put your foot down, you kick it into action, and there's a thrust there, there's an energy. You can't kickstart with, and I like to talk about this a lot because it's important, you can't sort of be half-hearted about things you want to succeed in life. Neither can you be half-hearted about kickstarting something, can you? It'll kick back, it won't do anything, right? You have to put some energy into it, right? It's the same with a circular saw, right? Have you ever tried to start one of those little buddies up? No, you've got to pull it like that. You've got to have some energy. So what does that tell you then? If you're on your, because all this is spiritual, how to live your life from a spiritual context. If you're going to be successful, you have to have energy. You have to have passion. You have to have desire. You have to have willingness. You have to have, come on, don't make me do all the work here. I'm only here for 3 more months. We need to get you working on it now. Commitment. Inspiration. There's got to be that excitement that I want to do this, right? That is, that I'm willing to do it. They have the energy and the power. It also takes a certain amount of faith, you know, not blind faith, but understanding faith. The faith that says, I may not know how it's all going to work out, but I trust the process because I know that God is with me. God will guide me. The Spirit within me will give me the information I need, right? And that's a risk, isn't it? It's like jumping off a cliff. Until you jump, though, you don't get the wings. And so many of us want the wings first. And so we never jump, right? But in my experience, it's those times when I have jumped off the cliff, that's when I've been given the wings. And I didn't know how at the time, but I was willing to kickstart it into action. Let's pivot to the Christmas story. Because the Christmas story is a symbol of our own creative process in action. It's not just about the personage of Mary and Joseph and Jesus. It's about them, but it's a universal story that applies to all of us. And those qualities that are enshrined in Mary and Joseph and the shepherds and in Jesus are also, guess where, in us, right? So a virgin, a young woman, it's the morning, it's a beautiful morning. All of a sudden, into a room comes this angel, Angel Gabriel. He's got a huge frond of a lily. And he comes into her chamber, and she is slightly surprised, yeah? Slightly surprised when you got an angel coming in with a big old frond, you know, whoa, what's going on? And the angel tells you that, you know, you're going to have a child, and it's going to be a very special child, etc., etc. You are a virgin. And the angel tells you, you're not going to have sex. This is going to come in a different way. You were doubly surprised, to say the least. So let's unpack that a little bit. What is the virgin in you then? Because we're not just talking physical, we're talking spiritual, we're talking metaphysical. Innocence. And think about it in terms of beginning the creative process too. Because when you're starting a new phase, when you're moving something into action, there has to be that openness, that purity, that sort of willingness to trust the infinite possibilities of life, right? That's the virgin. You know, I may have done it a million times, but here you are again, fresh and new, because I'm open and receptive. That's the consciousness of the virgin, I believe. And the frond that he carries, very significant, isn't it? Again, the white lily, purity, possibility, blossoming of the good, right? The angel, the higher thoughts in our consciousness bring nothing but the highest good to us. Of course, she's worried, she's afraid, and she's also afraid of what Joseph's going to say, you know, because now I'm going to have a baby, but without his involvement, this is going to be a tough conversation. The angel, speaking for God, tells her three things, and you'll find this in the Bible. First of all, don't be afraid. When at the beginning of a new possibility, when we're blown open by, whoa, I didn't know this was possible, don't be afraid. It's okay. He'll be all right. Yeah? That's the first thing. And it also says, God is gracious and God looks in favor upon you. God is grace and favor. God is got our own interests at heart, right? God wants us to prosper and unfold and give birth to this new idea, whatever it might be. The highest idea, of course, is the birth of the Christ in you, isn't it? The highest possibility. Talk about infinite possibility. That's the Christ. But it's whenever you allow that beauty that you are to blossom. Now, I asked the 9:30 if anybody had an experience of Gabriel coming with a great big frond into their room one morning. And most people said no. But the truth is, the answer is, yes, we have. Every time that we've opened to something new, right? Every time we've fallen in love and thought, oh my God, it is possible for me to be in love again, that somebody will love me. That's the moment, isn't it, where you receive that blessing. The moment when some news comes, a new birth, a baby. And it's like, oh my goodness, the miracle of life has happened again. I thought I was old and tired. I look into that child's eyes, that baby's eyes, and I see the beauty again. I remember who I am in truth, right? That's the coming of the angel Gabriel. Angel Gabriel comes in many different forms, yes? Comes in tree forms for me, because I love trees. And right now, the red oaks, I don't know if you've got a red oak near you, but they're in glorious color this year. And, you know, we've got a lot of elms, cedar elms in our backyard. I'm okay with them, but I'm really in love with the red oaks. You know what I'm saying? I love my cedar elms, but not like I love my red oaks. But for me, the red oak is the angel Gabriel there offering up this beauty, right? And showing these beautiful colors of these leaves. I'm so grateful that red oaks decided to be in my backyard, you know? So, because I didn't plant them, they were there when we built the house. And so it's that sense of, I trust this. This is beautiful. And I think we have to go around in our lives looking for those moments where we receive the blessing, but it can only come to the virgin, right? To the unexpected, open and receptive, innocent heart, yeah, that has faith and trust. So the story here of the unfoldment through Advent is very much about our own unfoldment, right? So let's get back to kickstarting it. What do we want to kickstart? And it's a rhetorical question, because I don't need an answer, but we all want to kickstart something. Maybe it's a career. Maybe it's retirement. Maybe it's a diagnosis. I want to move in a healthy direction. Maybe it's peace of mind right now. I need more peace of mind. It doesn't matter what it is, but I'll offer five ways to kickstart it, okay? So number one, be open to new information. Because a virgin consciousness is open to new information. It's like a snow field, right, that nobody's ever stepped in before. It's completely new. It's fresh. It's a tabula rasa of possibility. A blank slate. Excuse me, translation, tabula rasa, blank slate, okay? Blank slate on which we can write whatever we want to write. So be open to new information. Because think about it, the Virgin Mary definitely had to be open to new information, yeah? That morning where the angel came in with a big frond and says, I got some news. I got an announcement. Announcement. You love it when those announcements come, don't you? Yeah, well, the thing is, all announcements are good announcements, even if it's like a diagnosis of something you don't want in your life. Thank God it came so I can deal with it. Because if I didn't know about it, I wouldn't be able to. Peter's just been through this. And many of us have, going through that moment where you're facing it and being willing to do something with it is more important than being in ignorance, right? So when I'm open and receptive, I'm not afraid. I'm not running and hiding. I'm here, ready. That's number one. Number two, be willing to put your weight down on the pedal, because as we said earlier, you can't half-heartedly push the pedal down. You've got to put some vigor and vim into it, yeah? Got to put some energy into this. So that means I am willing, I am committed, I am going to do what it takes to be successful in my life, right? How does that show up for you? What does that translate to in putting your full weight down on something? Yeah. Confidence, which is the faith aspect. Strong. I'm going to be strong in this. I'm not a wimp, right? Even if it's difficult, I can do this. What? Doing it. Action. Because that's number three. Number three is step forward. You know, you kick that machine into action, and then you don't just sit there, do you? Rumble, rumble, nothing happens. You know, you do something with it, you know. Sometimes that's all people do. They kick their machine into action and goes, look at that machine, man. Look at my hog, it's great, man. You got to do something with it. Come on. Don't just sit in the parking lot looking at your machine. You got, yeah, you got to take it down the highway, right? So that means you got to move with it. You got to take it where it needs to go. You may not know where you're going. And I think this whole idea that you got to know exactly where you're going is nonsense, because we never know. We're acting in degrees of ignorance all the time. What you have to do is be willing to start moving forward. You'll be given more guidance. That's why it's a five-part series, folks. It doesn't all happen today. But once we move forward, we're given more information. But the important thing is we do step forward. I'm not into whole plans of everything. You know, what's your plan? There's a great book of Zen koans. It's called The Gateless Gate. The Gateless Gate. Because truly life is like that. There is a gateway to higher consciousness, but it's a gateless gate. Does that make sense? It can't be tied down. You can't say, oh, well, this is it. Because if it was it, well, then everybody would be going through it, right? It's your own personal gate, and it keeps changing, but it's there. It's the gateless gate. And when I'm going through the gateless gate, I always bring my planless plan with me. Know what I'm saying? Yeah, you got your planless plan. You know, it's beautiful. But if we have a plan and we're limited to it and it has to be that way, we jettison the good, and we have to accept that limited way of approach, right? So it's good to be endlessly flexible here as you move on down the road. Number four. Well, maybe that was number four. I already did it. You don't have to know how or what. So when you step forward, you automatically go into number four, which is the planless plan. And then finally, five, watch out for new information, because that's the key. You're not going to get it, like I said, until you jump off the cliff, right? The wings won't be there until you dare to move forward. Think about it for a minute. What happened for Mary after that morning? The angel's gone. The frond's gone. You're there alone. Everything's changed, right? Wow. Momentous. Momentous moment for her, because she knew, she didn't know how it was all going to unfold, but she trusted the process, right? She pondered it in her heart, as they say in the Bible, right? She pondered these things in her heart. Actually, she pondered later when Jesus was, but she probably started pondering earlier, didn't she? That's what I like about the Bible. I don't, you know. It's not all sequential, right? The truth pops out. That's truly, seriously, I think that's the beauty of the Bible or any inspired book, is that it's not linear, right? It's not like a plan of action. Every moment in the book, and that's called a practice of Lectio Divina in the Catholic tradition, which just means holy reading. You open the Bible, right? You could try this. You could try it with any book, especially a spiritual book. Open the book, maybe come to a paragraph, start reading the paragraph until you come to a sentence or a phrase or even a word that really hits you. And it hits you not intellectually, but from the heart. And then you just take that phrase and you begin to meditate and contemplate about it and see what it really means to you. And that's the power of the Bible. Every particular part of the Bible, there's wisdom in it. It's like touching the hem of the garment. So you can get information from that. Very powerful. Remember being totally blown away, and I've shared this before, but the Jews, the Christians were locked in upstairs in a room. This is just before Pentecost, when the flames came. They were locked up in a room because they were afraid of the Jews, and it said, and Jesus came and stood among them. Even though the door was locked, Jesus came. He didn't come through the door. He came into their hearts, right? But I love that phrase, Jesus came and stood among them. And that just blew me away. That's the power of that particular scripture, because I understood what it was really saying. It was saying, God is here with you always, right? It doesn't matter if you've locked the door. If you're willing to accept that, you have kick-started newness of life. You've kick-started it into action. So we're going to do that this next 4 or 5 weeks, okay? Kick-starting! Woohoo! Thank you, God. And so we begin this new year, this new Christian year, the coming of the Christ. Taking that step forward into newness of life. Being open and receptive as Mary was to receiving that call of a higher awareness. The very breath of heaven. A beautiful lily of blossoming good, of infinite possibility. Know that it takes faith, not blind faith, but understanding faith, that willingness to trust God's unfolding plan for us, that higher awareness beyond our human worries and concerns and fears. Do not be afraid. God is gracious, values and supports us, and celebrates every moment when we commit and we are strong and able. So as we prepare to go through these next 4 weeks that lead to Christmas time and beyond, we ask ourselves, the beginning of this process, as we begin to kickstart the new into action, what is mine to do? What is mine to do? We send that question down now into the subconscious realms of our being, down into the heart of us, as we move into the silence. And that question can be framed around our well-being and our health, framed around our relationships, framed around our career, framed around something that is niggling us that needs work. Send that question to Spirit deep within. What is mine to do? As we move into the silence. That question has now been sent down into the secret place of God, into the ocean of divine wisdom. There it percolates and gestates and will come forth as guidance for us this week. Be mindful in looking for it. It may come in a dream. It may come from a book and a word that stands out. May come from a friend or from a tree, but it will give us new information to move forward. does not come from our thinking minds. It comes from that intuitive heart. We trust that. We let it unfold for us this week. Dear Father, Mother, God, for your presence with us as faith, as peace, as love, and as joy, as wisdom, and as infinite possibility, we give grateful thanks now and always. And so it is.
Thanks for listening. This ministry is funded through the generous contributions of individuals just like you. If you have found spiritual enrichment here, please visit us online at unityfortworth.org and make a donation. We sincerely thank you for your contribution, and we affirm with you. Divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive, and I am grateful.